Blog Talk Radio.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming to you live from Mr. Nice Guy Studios in sunny California. It's the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. Underscore Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNG Tees. T-E-E-S. Welcome to the Night Shift, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we will pretty much just talk about Super Bowl action. You know what I'm saying? From a lot of different angles, maybe not necessarily how you would expect. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. You out there on the grind, take time, get on the line. At work, check in. You want to call and let her know if you lost some money on the Super Bowl. You want to call and let her know how you felt about the performance at halftime. You want to talk about the commercials. You want to talk about the game. You want to talk about Cam. You want to talk about what the fuck ever. We here. 516-418-5813. The Night Shift with Guy Nice. Now, I'm going to preface all of this shit. I'm preface this entire episode. Now that I got all the formalities and shit out of the way, I'm preface this entire episode by saying I'm not a football fan. I ain't a basketball fan. I ain't a baseball fan. I'm not a sports fan. I like to see people fight. You know what I'm saying? Fighting the closest I get, you know what I'm saying? Not a soccer fan, none of that. Even though I am trying to get some fucking tickets to go check out that indoor lingerie football league. I feel like that will probably be entertaining to me. I'll be on that, you know what I'm saying? See if Mr. Night Guy get us a fucking press box or something, you know what I'm saying? Do some fly shit one time and got Nice go there and do some investigative reporting the lingerie football league. Okay, so now that we got all that out the way, Super Bowl 50. Super Bowl 50. I ain't watched the game. I was at work. I guess I could have tried to watch it. You know, I got a lot of technology and shit, and I probably could have just told them to go put that shit on the TV. They probably already had it on the TV. Like I said, man, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I really give a fuck, dog. But shout out to Denver Broncos for winning the shit. You know what I'm saying? They the champions. Shout them out. Now, shout out to Denver for a plethora of other reasons. But shout out to Denver tonight for the Broncos. Can't say whether or not they were the underdog. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of Cam Newton support. I do want to talk about Cam a little bit tonight, but I'll say that for a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Denver. You know what I'm saying? Now, why would I have a sports conversation on my radio show when I ain't a sports motherfucker? It's a good conversation. I mean, that's a good question. So first of all, to make good conversation, we were going to have our very own sports analyst, the other guy, on air with us tonight. So he'll be joining us with some commentary and some information regarding, you know, the Super Bowl and different subjects that I kind of want to pitch at him. You know what I'm saying? Because whether or not I'm a fan, is irrelevant. I'm simply trying to display to you how everything in the world is relative to every person. Like we talk about being considerate. So I feel like one of the techniques that nurture you being considerate is understanding that everything is relative. It ain't just about what you give a fuck about. You need to give a fuck about everything because it's going to affect you one way or another. And I do understand that I'm saying that on the heels of me saying I don't give a fuck about the Super. Just what I do here. Now, that's the type of shit I do just because it's my radio show. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of gameplay, the overall census seem to be that the Panthers just ain't step up. You know what I'm saying? People felt like they didn't play as the team that they saw early in the season. People felt like people kind of felt let down, you know what I'm saying? And also at the same time, other people were supportive and felt like that Denver played a good game and that their defense stepped up and stepped out there. Let me introduce the other guy to the program. The other guy, you on the line with Guy Knight. What's happening?
Hey, no, what's up, Guy? Nice, chilling. Cold as fuck out here, man.
Yeah, man. So let me get you need to be in the sunny studio in California. You know what I'm saying? What you doing, man? You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. Hopefully the show will get you back eventually, you know what I'm saying? And you'll be out here doing this shit live, you know what I'm saying? But out there on the ground in Pound Town where it's super cold. Let me get your thoughts and feelings on whether or not it was the underperformance of North Carolina or whether or not it was an exceptional performance by Denver?
I think it was a little bit of both. Just based on how Carolina played, they had more turnovers in this game than they had all season. You know, they had a lot of bad penalties and shit. But a lot of the penalties was because, like, those two defensive ends was on his ass the whole game. Like, them offensive linemen was false starting because they know they couldn't block those guys. So I think it was a little bit of both. I don't think the boys were ready for that moment. You know, Denver got blown out a couple years ago, but I think that experience helped them. So they came out there and had a game plan. Peyton Manning played like shit, but they still won, though.
So it kind of sounds like you're saying that the pressure got to them and that they, you know, kind of made a lot of mistakes due to that not being prepared, as you said.
Oh, yeah, because this game is a lot of hype, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot different than every other game they're going to play. The time is different. The amount of breaks is different.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you know, like you said, it's the biggest game of their life, so they ready for that shit. But just like when you talk about athletes, they do everything in timing. All the games start at 1 or 4, every, you know, or 8:30 or Monday at 8:30. Like, those times are set. Super Bowl was at 6 o'clock, so that's a kickoff that's different from either one of them, plus it was on the West Coast, so you're really talking about 3 o'clock that they're playing the biggest game of their life, you know what I'm saying? So, and then the breaks between the halftime, like the halftime's extended, and then there's so many more commercial breaks because of the advertising and shit, so they don't know whether or not they're going to start play when they run on the field or it's going to be a 2-minute timeout waiting for the commercials and shit. So a lot of that throws them off, and I feel like that lack of experience that Carolina had really came, you know, came out in that game.
But you do feel like that they gave a great, I mean, you know what I'm saying, of course they went to the Super Bowl, but you feel like their team gave a great performance and that they worked extra hard to get to where they were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that defense, I mean, hell, that defense was solid. You know what I'm saying? That defense is not why they lost that game. But it was. I mean, it's kind of funny, too. Cam Newton always talking shit. Like, he's that guy. And I'm not a Cam Newton fan, but I'm not opposed to him. Like, he got to respect what he did. He was the MVP. But for him to come out there and just look lost as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, he threw the ball out of bounds, like, so many fucking times. He didn't know what he was doing. He was overthrowing people. Like, he's the captain of that team. And I think when everybody saw that he was shook, it kind of made his teammates question, oh, shit, man, this is going to be one of them games. But like I said, everything was out of character for them yesterday.
So when you say you're not a Cam Newton fan, is that based upon his performance or is that based upon the media portrayal and perception and a lot of the hype that surrounds him as a player?
I'm a Georgia fan, and he beat me so many times. So, like, that's why I'm not a Cam Newton fan. But, I mean, again, I respect what he do. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily – because he one of them guys that he'll talk all that shit when he winning. But, like, yesterday he walked out the press conference and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just little things like that. It's not a lack of respect for the game. It's just – that's just who you are, you know what I'm saying? You want to be up and up when everything's cool, but you can't sit out there with a straight face and talk about, yeah, this is why we lost, you know what I'm saying? I'm sad and shit, but you got to handle it in a professional manner, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never see Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, these guys walk off the shit without, you know, shaking hands or saying something. Bill Belichick pulled that dick shit before, but he's a different kind of dude. He ain't even a player. He's a coach, and you expect that shit from him. But for the leader of a team, you got to get out there and answer them questions and explain, because then it's going to go to these other guys who are lesser members of the, like, they don't know what the fuck to say. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to blame it on you, but they don't know what to say. So you got to really go out there and take that hit. Like, that's what a team leader is. And I feel like either he going to get that experience from this, or, you know, that's just who he's going to be.
Well, let me pose this question to you, since we're on the subject. Why should any of them be expected to go out there and say anything? What does that press conference, how is that press conference relative to the sport of football or their performance as players?
Because in the new NFL, you know what I'm saying, and I say this shit because, like, within the past 20 years, this shit has evolutionized to something that's way bigger than anything else in this country as far as, like, advertising dollars and shit like that. So this new NFL, that's a part of the Super Bowl. You know, they got to do the Super Bowl week. That's why I was telling you earlier, like, it throws a schedule off, because you have press conference day, players day, and shit like that, where all day, every day for a whole week, you're interacting with the media. So, like, that you got to do it because that's in your job description. You know what I'm saying? You're a professional athlete. That's a part of the game. Now it is, whether you like it or not. It's just what you got to do. You know, you get out there and cut that big-ass check. It ain't just for you to play on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these guys, what? 365 days a year, they building their shit, they preparing, you know what I'm saying? Never take a day off and shit. So this is just a part of the game.
Well, that expectation of being a media figure and speaking at these press conferences to people of the press isn't exclusive to the Super Bowl, correct? Because there was a time when Marshawn Lynch was in trouble or got some fines or was under some scrutiny,
yep,
because he didn't want to go out there and talk to the press.
Yeah, and I think that was either right before Super Bowl week or it was during Super Bowl week is where he got the fame and shit, where I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's why he was saying that, because he had to be there during that shit. But I think it was like after they won the NFC Championship game, he didn't want to answer questions and shit. You know what I mean? But, I mean, yeah, after every game, there's a limited media interaction. Like, you'll do pregame, and then you'll go and talk to them after the game. Certain people will. Like, they ain't bringing the whole team. They bring in the people who, like, Cam Newton, you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, this is, like, you like that shit. This is what you do. So, you know, that's why they go get these people, because they know they're going to give good answers. And, this motherfucker was the MVP, bro. You know, it's not like you're going to be able to hide from the spotlight and you're the MVP of the league, you know? So.
Well, I present to you the question. Okay, first, before I restate my question, which is what I intended to do, haha, spoiler. But before we do that, you said the new NFL. I would like to ask you to explain what you mean by the new NFL, because as someone who's not a fan, I'm not familiar with what that may mean.
Okay, meaning like with the evolution of TV, you know, entertainment as a whole, now NFL games are broadcast on multiple networks. It's more like they're branching out who their fans are. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, Super Bowl one, two, half that shit wasn't even televised. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about with more coverage of it, you know what I'm saying? And the ESPNs and the NFL networks and all these different networks and all these different things putting spotlight on this sport and on this, you know, whole sports in general and shit. They bring more people in, so now they focus more on the cable dollars than they do actual ticket prices. Back in the day, ticket prices will make or break you. Now it's all about what you get by people watching your show and the advertising dollars and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
you're essentially saying that the new NFL is about money. It's just simply focused on creating revenue.
Oh, yeah. Profit. Oh, yeah, 100%. Back in the day, I mean, hell, even back in the day, there's a lot of people who don't like NFL, but they watch college because they'll say those guys are playing for something. And NFL, you already got your check. So for years, people have already felt that way. But now that shit is just a lot worse. Like, you know, as far as, like you said, it's all about profit. It's all about the bottom line.
So as part of the transition into this becoming a more business-driven, finance-motivated situation. Now the players are expected to be the celebrities and superstars and to draw the media attraction. That's essentially what we're saying.
Yes, but
they're the,
it also
they're
kinda...
the animals and the clowns and the actors and, you know, participants in the circus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, remember Joe Namath, Broadway Joe? You know what I'm saying? That was back in like, that was like 40 fucking years ago. You know what I'm saying? But that guy ended up getting on, you know, Broadway. He was like a model and shit like that. He dated all this fucking, you know what I'm saying? He became a celebrity as a quarterback. So it kind of works backwards too. If you're really good at what you do, then a lot of people are going to like you. Then you're going to become a celebrity and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you have the people who come out of the door like a LeBron James. You're a celebrity before anybody really knows who you are. So it
well,
works
what about ways. What about the people like, I'm going to use them again as my example. What about the people like Marshawn Lynch who don't want to be a celebrity?
They usually don't last, bro. You know what I'm saying? They usually don't make it because they don't, this sport, it doesn't promote that shit. You have to do that if you're going to stay in it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to do it within that rule. So you look at Terrell Owens, guys like Terrell Owens, who was all about the me, celebrity, 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 but he was anti-NFL. You know what I'm saying? All his shit was about the referees ain't doing this, or I'm not getting the ball, or give me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was all about him. So they didn't like that shit because they don't like what it promotes. So they ease him out of it. No teams want to, you know, get him and shit. They keep him at the Hall of Fame on Saturday. You know, it's just a little shit like that. But if you're a guy who Peyton Manning shines for this, you want this spotlight, you know what I'm saying, then they'll promote that shit because you can be a good face for them. Like, they try to fuck with Cam Newton. I feel like that's why he is where he is. Like, they haven't asked him yet. But it's very possible. You know what I'm saying? That shit happens. Tim Tebow, bro. I mean, look what they did to him. He wasn't a me guy, but he didn't make it. And the motherfucker won a playoff game. Like, he can say whatever the fuck you want to about Tim Tebow, bro. He won a playoff game. He got someone in his belt that a lot of people don't got.
Is it political? Is political why you're saying they're not going to last? Like, they're still talented players, right?
Oh, yeah. It's 100% political, bro. It's the NFL. Like, I talk to people on high school level who tell you that it's all politics. So-and-so's dad's donating money to the team, so his son gets to be on the team. And his son gets to start, and his son gets the ball when it counts. Even if his son ain't the best player on the team. You know what I'm saying? It's all political, bro. It's all about who you are, who you know, what you know. Yeah, you're an athlete, but there's a thousand of different athletes. You know what I'm saying? Now, the great ones, the real, real great ones, like the Lawrence Taylors and these guys, who it doesn't fucking matter what I do. I'm the best. Ray Lewis and these dudes, they're just going to go out there and show out. Like, they can't do nothing about that. But these other people, they can break your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Once they break your spirit, you know, you lose a couple jobs and shit. Like Ray Rice. Ray Rice been out the NFL for 2 years now for that domestic violence shit. Nobody has touched him. His NFL career could end at the age of 27 for some shit that happened off the field that, you know, he didn't even really go to jail for. You know what I'm saying? But if they don't fuck
with
him, they don't
fuck with him. Not to defend Ray Rice, that ain't my place here. You know what I'm saying? But in all reality, it was his own business. Now, he punched that chick, and I feel like if I would have been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ray Rice had to punch me too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I can't honestly tell you whether or not that's right or wrong because that's not my business. You know what I'm saying? Why should a man ever step between another man and a woman? You know, you put your hands on it, that's good enough reason for me. Anyway, 516-418-5813, like I said, not to defend Ray Rice. You know what I'm saying? But that's his own business. And the point that I'm trying to make, let me go this way. So as a fan of the NFL, shouldn't your fandom be centralized and focused on the game? Like, isn't that what you're tuning in for, the sportsmanship of the sport of football?
That's probably why you get 43% of your viewers, something around there, 45-43% of your viewers. And that's where you're going to get your dollars in regular season games. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people watch the playoffs and the Super Bowl, they don't even watch football. A lot of women watch Super Bowl for the commercials. See, that's when the game shifted, when you started hearing that conversation about 10 years ago, that it became about the Super Bowl commercials for a lot of these people. So they'll literally sit through a football game, won't pay no attention to the game, and just watch the fucking commercials. So, I mean, when that shifts, then you have a different audience. You know what I'm saying? It's like the people who, yeah, you're going to buy my shit no matter what. So I'm not going to even market to you because I know no matter what you're going to watch. So I go to other people. Now I'm trying to get to people who are not going to watch this shit. And that's more their focus because, yeah, as long as the game is played, the people who watch football, they're going to come. They're going to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
So, the way that the NFL is set up now, they're making a lot of money. They're paying these players a lot of money. It seems like everything has gotten, everything has distanced itself greatly from what this is actually supposed to be focused on, the sport. Is that accurate? Okay.
Yep, very correct. Yep.
How do you feel about that as a fan? Like what still makes, I mean, is it the athleticism that makes you still want to tune in?
I mean, yeah, without a doubt. I don't know. It's something about football, man. It's something about the physicalness of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really got to respect what them dudes do every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go out there and you hold that ball while these motherfuckers is hitting you at 50 miles an hour and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's competition. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with, like, karate and shit like that. You can learn a lot from it. You know what I'm saying? If you appreciate the sport for what it is, it's a lot of life lessons in that shit. Cooperation, teamwork, especially if you played it. So usually people who watch it are people who play sports growing up. So you kind of see that shit and you appreciate that camaraderie amongst people, especially when you're dealing with the kind of punishment you deal with in the NFL. But with that being said, I know it's a matter of time before they just stop playing football in general. Like, this shit's not going to last because there's no way. This is like the last gladiator sport left. That shit in hockey, you know what I'm saying? But hockey ain't really going to go away because that shit ain't as big as the NFL. Like, that's a lot of people aren't getting fucked up playing hockey and shit because not a lot of people play hockey. So the percentage is lies with people playing football. And you hear a lot of NFL stars coming out saying they don't want their kids playing football and shit. So the NFL is slowly dying with concussion, movies like Concussion and shit like that. So I just kind of want to see, I don't know, I just appreciate that shit because, like I said, ancient gladiator kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
So, okay, so you feel like with the physicalness and the possibility of injury being so great playing this sport, that these players are, I don't want to say this is what they're worth, but you know what I'm saying, they're earning their millions of dollars in salary each season.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, especially if you're a guy who can't walk after you're done playing. Like, hell yeah, they earn that shit. I mean, I don't know if they deserve as much as they're getting paid. You know what I'm saying? If it's $50 million fucking dollars, like, nah, I ain't going to say all that. But you're definitely, you deserve to get paid more than the motherfucker that washed the dishes, I tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being with that being the salary that we agree upon and part of this, and part of your job, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like it's fair, unfair to include the media aspect of that, requiring you to do press and be a media figure?
Oh yeah, I think it's part of the game. You know what I'm saying? Because it's televised by a network, and people who are fans of the sport want to connect with the player on a personal level so that they can sell more merchandise and shit like that. So I feel like for the player, it's beneficial. But I feel like that shit can make or break you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said with Cam Newton, shit. You see a lot of people who like, okay, there was a Tim Tebow story, right? I don't even like Tim Tebow, but he got a story. He lost his game at Ole Miss one time when he was a Florida quarterback, came out and cried during the press conference, talking about we ain't going to lose another game. And they won a national championship off that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he stepped out there as a leader, said, this is my fault, and that team jumped on his shit and like, we ain't going to lose another game. They blew motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that shit can really make or break you. And that's college. Like, I guess he's obligated to it because he go to the school and shit, but it ain't like the NFL. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that shit is a definitely part of the game because you're a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you're a rapper, you should be doing interviews and shit. Like it's a part of your thing. You want people to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So I got to figure out if I'm fucking with you or not. You know what I'm saying? If I don't ever see you do nothing. And yeah, you can say, yeah, let the shit, play for itself. Let his, athleticism and the way he does on the field speak for itself. And I'm one of them guys. Like, I don't necessarily feel that, oh, you do this shit in the press conference, I ain't fucking with you. But I know that that's just important for everybody, you know what I'm saying? your team, your brand, your whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like LeBron James and all these people who blew up off of that shit. Like, I know that shit's important for you to do that. And I feel like if you're gonna be a part of this organization, then yeah, you got to do that. Because if the Carolina Panthers say get your ass out there and do a press conference, that's what you got to do. You know what I mean? So why you getting the billions of dollars and shit?
But okay, it's not a but, sir. But with that being the case, that we're gonna give you all this money to play this game, and as a part of that, you gotta go out here and talk to these people. And all of this shit is so big. Like, it's not just small, it's big. Like you said, make or break your career, make or break your future, depending on the type of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Would it also be fair to say, if we didn't give you all this money, and would the game be equally as entertaining if we didn't give you all this money and didn't make you do this press? You know what I'm saying? Because it's also it's to your benefit to not do the press. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Not to do certain, like, you do play like politicians do. You know what I'm saying? You do certain press conferences, you do certain interviews with certain people that you know aren't going to ask you the questions that you don't want to be asked. You know what I'm saying? You play that shit. That's why politicians do what they do. That's the only people I know that really do that shit. So, you know,
My argument is that the public opinion and the machine of the media being involved in the sport has created a situation where it makes it more difficult for the players to do what they're supposed to do. It takes the focus away from their talent and ability, because I'm not a fan, but I know Cam Newton's name, and I know who he is, and I know who he played for, and I know where he's from. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been good things said about him, and there's been bad things said about him. You know what I'm saying? I know that he has a lot of people that don't like him because of, like you say, he celebrates a lot, and you know what I'm saying? People felt like that he's happy. You know, he's there when he's up, but when it's down, then he bails, because they said the same thing you see. He walked out the press conference. I've also seen the argument that he overheard, capable of hearing, press conference taking place in another room not far from them, or an interview taking place not far from them with a member of the Denver Broncos defensive, saying, I don't want to say derogatory or nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying, but he was just being braggadocious and talking shit, you know. And I feel like earlier you made a point, too, about, you know, he didn't, you know, he mentioned other quarterbacks and that they shook hands and all that. Now, yeah, I've seen photograph of, you know, Cam and your man, Manny.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
After the
I mean,
game,
I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. He played it on the field. He played it, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulatory.
On the field.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's what this is about. This is about the field. I don't feel like he was unsportsmanlike on the field. Maybe he didn't give such a great performance, which really doesn't do you much. You know, it doesn't work in your favor when it comes to these haters who got these things to say about you. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily feel like it's fair that because you're good at playing something, you know, but you did sign the contract. They got you a lot of this money and got you these endorsements. You know what I'm saying? So you do fall under the scrutiny. We took up 30 minutes. I did that for a point too. Took up 30 minutes talking about this game and these people who are just regular people like me and you. You know what I'm saying? Under all of this scrutiny about what they're doing and how they're doing it, you know. The other guy made some great points, and I feel like he stuck strongly to the fact that you have to respect these people's ability and what they're going out there and doing every day. Along with respecting what we do right here, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30, man. Appreciate y'all being a part of the night shift. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Till next time, see you on the other side.